I'm David Brancaccio. A key message from the streets of America at this moment is the call for structural changes to America's system of policing, where misconduct disproportionately disrupts the lives of people of color. When law enforcement does sessions in implicit bias training, something in which cities have invested millions, it's a response that experts say falls short. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Do implicit bias training programs actually work?
The reality is this multi-million, maybe billion-dollar industry has gotten way far ahead of the evidence.
Patricia Devine runs a lab studying prejudice at the University of Wisconsin. She says while research has shown improvements with some techniques, there aren't really any standards for training.
There's sort of a lot of intuition and wishful thinking that goes on.
One of the largest training companies, Fair and Impartial Policing, says on its website it gives officers tools to recognize bias and change behavior and helps supervisors identify biased behavior among those they manage. But most departments aren't collecting the right kind of data to measure effectiveness, says Lois James, an assistant professor at Washington State University.
It's typically kind of knowledge-based, like is there a shift in attitude after the training?
In general, she says, police departments aren't looking at how the training affects officer behavior, and further study would require police departments opening up to more scrutiny. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.